on ABC Radio, Drive.
Some exciting news for sufferers of Parkinson's disease. And look, at this story might feel like we're living well, like Marty McFly himself, in the future. I think, didn't Michael J. Fox travel to 2015 in that movie? And we're well past that now. And so this news really is potentially very exciting indeed. It's a gene therapy trial that aims to not just halt the symptoms or reduce the symptoms of Parkinson's, but actually halt the disease or perhaps even cure it. And the great thing is it's been funded to the tune of $1.6 million by the Michael J. Fox Foundation and by the Shake It Up Foundation, the Shake It Up Australia Foundation. We have the founder of Shake It Up, Clyde Campbell AM, on the line. Clyde, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for your time.
We also have with us Professor Carolyn Sue of Neuro, which is Neuroscience Research Australia. Thanks for joining us, Carolyn.
Thanks, Dan. It's great to be here. Thank you.
I'm very excited about this. So please, for those who aren't familiar with the details or even the story of Michael J. Fox, can you remind us how Parkinson's works? What does it do to the body?
Well, Parkinson's disease is due to the degeneration of some of the deep brain cells that are deep inside the brain. That secrete a neurotransmitter called dopamine. Other brain cells are affected, but these are the ones which cause the movement problems in the brain, and they're the ones that we're trying to rescue in this treatment approach.
Okay. Now, Clyde, you live with Parkinson's. How does it affect you, and how are you travelling with it?
Yeah, I've had Parkinson's for the last 13 years. So I've been very fortunate. My Parkinson's it's continued on the journey, but not at a rapid rate. So pretty fortunate there. But a lot of other people, it continues on a much deeper gradient.
Yeah, look, it can be really debilitating for many. Carolyn, this gene therapy sounds exciting. Can you tell us what it will do? What's different about this approach?
Yeah, we're super excited about that. It's what we're trying to do is restore the sources of energy for the brain cells by utilizing a protein which helps to recharge the batteries in the cell, so that when the cells run out of energy, it's able to provide some more energy so that the cell can work again. So we like to think of it like your phone. You know, if your phone doesn't work properly and because it loses its charge or it slowly loses its charge, then, it doesn't work anymore. But when you recharge it, it's able to work exactly how it did before.
It's a good metaphor for illustrating what's going on, but it sounds, if people are living with Parkinson's like Clyde, I mean, this sounds hugely exciting. How far are you along the process of trying to get this to work for people, Carolyn?
Well, we've shown that in our cell models, in the test tube, as it were, that this approach works. So what we're trying to do now is build the gene therapy that will help deliver that to our patients, human patients, in the next years to come.
And what challenges are there in terms of actually trying to get this from the test tube into people's bodies and potentially even a cure?
Well, like any treatment that we try and build, we want to make sure that it's effective and it's safe. And that it's going to do what we need it to do to help patients with this disease. Because they are suffering already, and we want to make sure that we help them as much and not hinder them.
Clyde Campbell, when you first heard about this potential treatment with Shake It Up, this must have been a very exciting moment for you.
Oh, look, it is. Any of these sort of treatments that can make a real difference and deliver real hope for people with Parkinson's is just fantastic news.
And you've been partnering with the Michael J. Fox Foundation and providing a lot of funding for this. How long has that collaboration been going on?
Yeah, about 12 years now. We've been in partnership with Michael J. Fox. They've been a fabulous organisation to work with. And they ensure our research here in Australia is globally competitive. But they also fund 50% of the research in programs like this, which is massively helpful.
I'm sure it is. And so I gather this is a unique project, Professor Carolyn Sue, in the world.
Yes, we're the only ones that are working on this approach as far as we're aware. So, again, that's why we're super excited about trying to bring this to human treatment.
And if it works according to plan, what kinds of results might we see for people with Parkinson's?
Well, the idea is that patients who have this disease continue to progress along their disease course. So they continue to get worse. And that's often perceived as the treatment's not working properly. But in fact, it's the fact that they're losing, they're continually losing brain cells. So what we'd like to do is stop the disease course in its tracks and protect them from dying by providing this vital energy source that they require to function properly.
Absolutely.
Hopefully that'll be game changing. So, we really want to stop the disease in its tracks.
I'm sure many people listening, and I've got some texts from people who are clearly really keen to hear about this story. They'd be very excited about this if they have people in their life or with Parkinson's, or they're living with Parkinson's themselves. What's the time frame for this, Carolyn? And when will we start to see real world results?
Well, hopefully we can, with the funding from Shake It Up Australia and Michael J. Fox, we'll be able to accelerate our research and build the gene therapy and demonstrate that it's effective within the next 3 to 5 years. So we're very hopeful we know that it will be accelerated by this injection of funds, and are super grateful for that.
Are you looking for people to work with in terms of subjects for the gene therapy trial?
Oh, definitely. We would be thrilled to help people to have undergo this treatment. It won't be ready for use until we pass through some of the regulatory bodies, and provide these results that this research will fund. But knowing about people who are interested would be very much helpful.
What would you advise them to do to get in touch once those approvals come through?
Well, we would we see patients at Neuroscience Research Australia. We'll be starting our clinics for this type of thing, and they can get in touch with Shake It Up Australia as well if they want to go through Clyde's organisation.
What an amazing thing, Clyde! How many people are you in touch with in the Parkinson's community here in Australia? How big is that community?
Yeah, well, we have 100,000 people suffering from the disease, and 30 people being added to the list every day. So it's a significant disease. We have around 20,000 people on our database that we speak to regularly in social media. So that keeps them up to date with new breaking research studies like this one with Carolyn.
Now, I imagine they're fairly excited to hear about the possibility of this. How different is this from the norm now? So if people have been living with Parkinson's, what kinds of treatments have they been having, and what experiences do they have?
Well, we can treat the symptoms of the disease, but we haven't been able to find a way to be able to stop the progression. And this is an opportunity to stop that progression of the disease. You know, if we can save the mitochondria and the energy that those cells create that are dying at the present time, it'll be a game changer.
It certainly sounds like it. Professor Carolyn, so are you aware of any potential side effects from this sort of treatment? It sounds incredibly targeted to me.
Yes, that's exactly why we want to take this gene therapy approach, so that we can minimise any side effects. At this stage, while we're building the gene therapy and when we're doing the testing, we'll hope to find a way to minimise anything like that. So that's the idea of the research.
Well, let's hope so. Now, in terms of the kinds of people who this might be able to help, all going well, is this really something that you might be able to take from the moment of diagnosis, or is it later in the disease? What kinds of patients, firstly, are you looking for the trial, but secondly, do you hope to help in the long term?
Yeah, that's a complex question.
Yes, I'm sure.
Some patients with Parkinson's disease really do have the brunt of their illness coming from a problem with the energy failure, and others have other types of disease processes or mechanisms by which contribute to their disease. So we're hoping to be able to identify those patients that have more problems with energy failure that could benefit from this most. There are some patients with genetic forms of Parkinson's disease that would be particularly that will benefit from this type of approach more than others. But we're hoping to be able to identify ways by which we can target those patients that will receive the most benefits from this treatment in the future.
Yeah. Okay. So some work to be done to clarify exactly who will benefit most. But I guess that's part of any clinical trial as well, taking it from the lab into human bodies. Now, Clyde Campbell is with us as well, founder of Shake It Up Australia. Now, Clyde, the $1.6 million that you've provided along with the Michael J. Fox Foundation, clearly a huge amount of money for this kind of research. How does Shake It Up raise money, and what kind of help can people listening give this project if they want to get involved?
Yeah, we raise funds from the general community and also hired dollar donors. They can learn more about what we do at our website at shakeitup.org.au. But yeah, simple things like being able to run in the running races or golf days or do yourself events. We help those people get those events together and make a difference in funding our research to move forward.
And this is, by the sounds of things, just one of the projects you're funding and supporting to try and find a cure. Having this conversation now, Clyde Campbell, how confident are you that a cure might be not too far off in the horizon?
Look, I'm a terrible optimist, but I think there's ways to be able to slow the disease in the, you know, the coming 2 to 3 years. And if we can slow it and stop it, that gives us time then to work on how to be able to cure the disease. And whether that's reversing the cell death or actually stopping the cells dying initially, it gives us that time.
Yes, and then potentially being able to actually recharge and recharge the batteries, to use Carolyn's metaphor, and to try and make those connections work again. I mean, that would be such an extraordinary result, particularly if it can be achieved here in Australia, Clyde.
Yeah, most definitely. And there's other pathways like neuroinflammation and alpha-synuclein we're working on as well. There's different Parkinson's. No one gets the same Parkinson's, and we need to make sure we're covering off for different people.
Yep. Okay. So we're trying to really throw every possible approach at this to cover all forms of the disease, but also work out what the most effective one is in time. Well, look, congratulations on managing to put all this money together along with the Michael J. Fox Foundation, Clyde. It's really nice of you to join us and tell us all about it, and fingers crossed.
Thank you for your time, and thank you for your listeners' opportunity to talk to them.
It's our pleasure. Clyde Campbell there, founder of Shake It Up Australia, which is financing this research or contributing some of the funds along with the Michael J. Fox Foundation. $1.6 million is a pretty major amount to put in. And we also have with us Professor Carolyn Sue, AM, Kinghorn Chair of Neurodegeneration at Neuroscience Research Australia, also known as NEURA. Carolyn, look, I'm hugely excited to hear about this. I know some people who might benefit from it if it works. And Parkinson's is a really tough disease. If those connections can be fixed up, this could be an incredible game changer.
Thanks very much, Dom, and thanks very much to your listeners too.
Thank you very much for that. And look, if you want to find out more, you can get in touch with NEURA, as she's mentioned, or indeed look up Shake It Up Australia and see if you can get involved that way, either through fundraising or perhaps if the gene therapy might benefit you.
Drive on ABC Radio.